Whether it be on KSVL 92.3 FM or KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, it's all about what people are talking about in Northern Nevada. You can call in at 884-9910 if you'd like. Questions, hopefully some answers out there, because your elected representatives aren't doing squat, and actually they're taking it out on people. Monica at 991fmtalk.com as well. That's my email. So got this email from John. It is very nice. Reno Mayor Sheevy endorses pro-development former planning commissioner Britton Griffith, vice president of Reno Engineering Corporation, throwing Jenny Breckus under the bus. You know I am a staunch conservative Republican, especially when it comes to money and growth. If I were in Jenny Breckus's district, I would be voting for Jenny Breckus. Jenny Breckus is the only person on the Reno City Council who has ever voted for the people of Reno, whether you be Democrat or Republican. She is the only vote that has stood up against all of the Republicans and Democrats on the city council working to just line the pockets of other people, of their friends, of their contributors. Jenny's the only one that's actually doing the work for the citizens. Just keep that in mind from a conservative Republican. As Nima Jardin goes on to call people names, say that they're doing things illegally, they're vigilantes. Well, let me tell you, if you haven't heard this one from Socrates, when the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the losers. If you watch the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, one of his statements, "I will not be intimidated into withdrawing from the process. The coordinated effort to destroy my good name will not drive me out. Vile threats against my family will not drive me out. The character assassination will not succeed. The members of Stronghold Institute and of Quality of Life Reno, Paul White, Valerie White, Tim McGivney, they've been called vigilantes. They've been called evil. They've been threatened. One of their friends' car was firebombed while he was in it. And these things continue. Why? Because they are realistic and want to do something about a growing problem that elected representatives won't deal with. Let's go to the lines right now at 884-9910 and check in with Tim McGivney right now. Thanks for calling in, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, Monica, for having me.
Tim.
A lot going on.
You know, it's just, I mean, it's just ridiculous on what's happening with the people who are supposed to be protecting not only those who are vagrants, who are down and out, who need to find a place to sleep for the night. We're going into much colder temperatures. But when you're dealing with drugs and mental health and calling it homelessness, you're not doing anything to fix the problem. And so rather than do something, they'd rather call you names and, you know, endorse people threatening your lives and your property, your homes. We're going to show them what it's all about on Saturday. Explain what that is for people.
Yeah. Yeah, so Saturday, the River Walk, 9 a.m. down there, starting at Broadhead Park. We took a much more laid-back approach to this. Just get everybody out there, everybody who has a concern, everybody who has any ideas or an opinion on the state of what's being called homelessness, that I've been calling lawlessness. And what we need to do is go and look. If you're just going to sit and think about a poor homeless person who is down and out and doesn't have the means to, you know, or the help available to change their situation, and you're going to look at it through that lens without going out and actually seeing it in person, what it is, the lawlessness, the drugs, the violence, then you're going to continue to just feed into the problem, like you just said. And so Paul's reaching out to Jordan. I don't know why she wouldn't contact us and come and talk to us. If this seems to be such a big problem of something we're doing, why would you just spout things off and not look into the huge problem that we are, if that's the case? It's not. They know it's not. They know what we're doing is looking at this, like you said, from a realistic standpoint and looking to get real solutions. And then they want to call it something to twist the view of us and people's minds. And so that's what's going on. So what we're doing with the Riverwalk, we invite everybody with any opinion to come down, check it out, see what's going on. From there, once you have an understanding of what's actually happening, we can move forward with more realistic solutions to it.
Well, I'm going to be out there.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
Neoma Jordan was on Nevada Newsmakers on another program and was saying that, you know, the citizens' arrests that you were planning to do were illegal, which they aren't, and you guys are vigilantes, which you're not. And, you know, here, let me ask you some questions, and we have a little bit of delay here, Tim, so, you know, there'll be some tough spots here, but just answer the questions. Were you homeless between about 10 years?
Yes.
Were you addicted to drugs during that time?
Yes.
Did you steal things in the past to, well, pay for your drug habit?
Yes. Drugs and gambling.
Did you want help? Did you want help at the time?
No.
When finally someone approached you for a better life, what you could achieve, did you get help?
Until I was ready, until I was able to finally accept the help. No, a lot of times, actually, no, I wouldn't. People came up to me and wanted to give me things or wanted to. I'd abuse them. I would manipulate them. I would get everything I could for free and continue supporting my lifestyle and continue supporting my drug addiction and continue supporting my gambling habits. And until it was bad enough that I was ready to make the change.
Do you now just want to help other people get out of that lifestyle if they're...
Yes. Not only that, I want to help the people to get out of that lifestyle if they're ready, certainly. But I also want to make the city and the public places available for the taxpayers who are the ones paying for these public parks and part of this community where we want to walk along the river. And so for the people who aren't ready, it's not okay for them to just stay down in their lawlessness, in their violent behaviors, and bully us out of these areas while they're active in their addictions or while they're active in their lifestyle and not ready for a change.
And we will not accept, and I say we because I will do everything in my power to help Tim and Valerie and Paul from Quality of Life Reno to help other people recognize this. And so I will do everything in my power to give them a voice because our elected representatives are doing nothing but bullying law enforcement, bullying other city officials to make sure that this problem continues so they can continue to receive HUD money, which is, you know, hey, oh, look at this. Our problem becomes so great in California. Now we're going to declare a state of emergency and we want money from the government. It's all about money. That's what it is. And people not doing anything. We could have had this problem solved years ago, but it hasn't reached the head that they feel it needs to reach here in Northern Nevada. So where are we going to meet and what are we going to do Saturday, Tim?
Yeah, so one more thing on that. It's just so sad that it's what we need to do is help people to realize this is using people who are on the streets down and out as a political platform and as manipulating the view of the public to use these people, keep them on the streets, keep them in their addiction, keep them in their state that they're in order to use it as, like you said, for this different funding and for these different programs. And it's very sad. So what we're doing first, this walk is November 2nd, 9 a.m., Broadhead Park. It's right behind the downtown, right off Coonsley Lane down there, right behind the police station. I wouldn't advise small children, but we will be in a group, so we should be, we'll be protected. But I wouldn't say small children would want to see what we saw when we previewed the area the other day. And what we're doing is just seeing what's going on with our water source. This is our water source. 85% of our drinking water comes from the Truckee River. And so it's being polluted. Not only that, but our whole walkways and our whole quality of life, Reno, is being affected by these lawless pockets. So we're going after squatters on Peavine. We're going after the lawlessness down by the river, also the pollution. And this is no way to help people by keeping them there. And it's also a bigger problem than that because it also affects what we spend a bunch of money on as taxpayers to make these river walks and for our tourist attractions and things like that. People are writing into us about how they used to ride their bikes along the paths and everything aren't able to anymore. So along with the pollution, those are the things.
Just come out and see it for yourself. And that's the other thing, is it's not just Washoe County. It's not just... You know, this area, we saw squatters in vans and motorhomes and travel trailers all the way to Yerington. So it is all across the state. It is in every single county. So like everything else, if you don't stand up and finally say something and do something, and I do want to thank all of the people who live in the Pickett Park area who sent in the thank you letters and the cards and the Facebook posts that finally you can use your park again. We appreciate that. Please send those emails to the city of Reno, Reno Direct as well, and maybe somebody else will stand up and get some help. Tim, thank you so much. Website that people can go onto and find the latest information for the walk and just all the issues that are affecting Washoe County.
Yeah, QOL-Reno.org. We have our hot sheets up on there. We have the walk on there. We have a bunch of information on there and articles and also our Facebook page, Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno Facebook page.
All right. Tim, thank you so much for the call in today, and thank you to your mother as well for helping you get through this as well. And Paul and Valerie, you know, for putting their lives online and at stake times. It's scary out there. Come walk with us and see what they're not telling you. It's the Monica Jay Show, 89.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT and KSVL, 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local, your concerns, your needs between 10 and noon every weekday. And growth, growth, growth. Money, money, money. It's back on. Asante. Log on to WashoWrap.com. That's Washo Residence for Appropriate Plan. If you live down, southwest, let's see, it's off of Highway 50 around Fawn. Big development, three developments, actually, or there could be four. Third acre to over an acre. Tentative map is set up. But, wow. Lots and lots and lots of changes for Southern Nevada. I mean, not Southern Nevada, but Southwestern Washoe County. Asante. Find out more about it on WashoWrap.com. Read up. Educate yourself. We're a high desert community. Where's all this water coming from? Who's responsible for all this infrastructure we're not seeing? I know when I drove up North Virginia the other day, real North Virginia, I mean North Virginia, where it's just two lanes and buildings on each side, the tippy top. Yeah, Lemon Valley still looks flooded. Yet even my husband said, oh my gosh, look at all these massive warehouses that are going up here. He used to work on the top of Peavine up on those towers up there all the time. He knows what it's like to trudge through the snow out there. So I just looked at him and just as a matter of factly said, so what happens to all the snow and all the runoff when all these buildings are here? Just like any common sense person can see, it all goes downhill. Doesn't have any place to get absorbed into the ground anymore because that's all been built on. So just like anything else, that water flows into the point. Swan Lake. Urban Outfitters had to build a wall, basically, an embankment for its employees to be able to get in. What's a city and county to do? Maybe listen to planners? Maybe listen to the professionals? The hydrologists? The engineers? Because if you think that Swan Lake is just flooding the people that, you know, were down there decades ago, when it was planned for that type of community at the time, not the type of community it sees now because all the plans have changed. All the plans around Washoe County continue to change. Because, you know, there are people that just want more growth. They want more money. They want more development. they're not going to be happy until there is not an inch of space left. You can already see some of the developments. The eaves of people's homes are just touching or overlapping. That's what they do in Vegas. That's what they do in Vegas where there's no water and they're trying to take ours. So where is our new water going to come from? How much cost for the piping, for the pumps, for the sewage treatment plants? You should be asking yourself. Because it's not the developers who are going to pay for that. It's not your elected representatives. It's you. Guys, could all be your home that gets flooded out that nobody cares about. Special guest coming up in just a second. Andy is going to talk about Las Vegas becoming a sanctuary city and how that's going to affect the entire state. Right here on the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, indeed, it's 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show, with talk lines at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's where we've got to pay attention to what's going on all over the state of Nevada because it affects all Nevadans. So joining me right now is Andy Matthews. He is a former president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and he has been endorsed by a number of prominent Nevada law enforcement leaders because he is running, actually, for Nevada Assembly District 37 down in Clark County. And let me tell you, imagine our surprise, Andy, when Governor Sisolak decided that Las Vegas was going to be a sanctuary city. Welcome to the show, and tell me, what are we going to do about this?
Well, thank you, Monica, for having me on. And yeah, you know, the news broke late last week, and it's very alarming and I think very dangerous from the perspective of public safety, particularly here in Las Vegas, where, as you mentioned, I'm running for the State Assembly in District 37. And the long and short of it is, there was an announcement late last week from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. This is the entity that made this announcement, that it is ending its participation in a program that is basically called the 287G program. But what this means is it's a program that allows the department to cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which most people know as ICE, to identify and detain individuals who have been arrested and are in the country illegally. So people who come to the country illegally and are arrested for another offense, an additional offense. This is a program that has allowed local law enforcement agencies to cooperate with ICE in order to identify and detain these individuals who are in the country illegally. Metro has announced that it is ending its participation in that program. Now, the reason Metro has done this, and it is somewhat understandable given the circumstances, there was a federal judge in California, where else, which I think about a month ago, issued an injunction basically preventing local law enforcement agencies from participating in this program. The only exceptions would be in states that have specifically passed legislation which would enable participation in it. Nevada has not passed this kind of legislation. And so we are in a situation where Metro, in response to this injunction, has said that it is no longer going to be participating in this program. And we need to be clear about what this is. This is a direct blow to public safety. It is going to make our neighborhoods less safe. It is going to make it harder for our law enforcement officials to do its important work and cooperate with ICE to get dangerous criminals off of our streets. And what I have called for, and I issued a statement this morning, you know, fortunately, the judge in this case, as wrongheaded as this opinion was, left the door open for a solution. And what I believe needs to happen is Governor Sisolak needs to call a special session of the Nevada legislature as soon as possible in order to allow lawmakers to pass legislation to address this problem, to empower local law enforcement to once again participate in this program. Look, Monica, nothing's more important than public safety, and I think it's unconscionable that this has happened to our state, and I think it's on our politicians, our elected officials, to act. If they don't, then my pledge is that as our next assemblyman from District 37, I will introduce and promote legislation to address this issue.
Well, it makes me sick. We have to allow law enforcement agencies to work with other law enforcement agencies. But Andy, I think you've got your work cut out for you, especially since the fact that Sisolak tabled the issue until the next legislative session of making Nevada a sanctuary state. So where do you go if he doesn't call that session?
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. I'm extremely pessimistic, unfortunately, but it's the reality. I'm very pessimistic that the Democrats who run our state government today are going to show leadership on this issue. In fact, not only have they to this point failed to enact any kind of legislation that would have prevented this crisis, but what we saw in this year's legislative session was that they actually did the opposite, and lawmakers introduced legislation that actually would have forced these types of dangerous sanctuary policies on the entire state of Nevada. Now, fortunately, that issue died out, you know, while it was moving forward. But it was something that was introduced. It was something that got looked at in the Assembly Judiciary Committee. My opponent in this race, my Democrat opponent, the Democrat who holds District 37, her name is Shay Backus, she actually voted for this bill as a member of the Assembly Judiciary Committee. And after that, after some attention was brought to, you know, the fact that this was moving forward, this is what Democrats were trying to do. Fortunately, the bill did die out. I have some deep concerns that Democrats are not going to, you know, take no for an answer.
Check, check, check. Check, 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 check. Heating your home with wood pellets is clean and economical, especially with Meeks Lumber and Hardware's everyday low prices. Mention promo code 595 to save on Golden Fire premium wood pellets from Meeks. 40-pound bags are now just 569. Hurry in, these savings won't last. Hurry in, these savings won't last long. Meeks Lumber and Hardware has many energy-saving ideas for you, from new windows and doors to insulation and more. To save, remember promo code 595. At Meeks Lumber, you're covered from foundation to finish. Check, check, check.
Yeah, but
Meeks Lumber and Hardware has many energy-saving ideas for you, from new windows and doors to insulation and more. To save, remember promo code 595. At Meeks, you're covered from foundation to finish.
Hit him up.
Play Max Casino's Cornucopia Cash Blast in November. Cash price guaranteed to hit. Cash prize guaranteed to hit $2,777. The player that hits the magic bet wins. Random hot seats win $10 in free slot play. Random hot seats win $10 in free slot play to five Max Rewards members just for actively playing. Random hot seats win $10 in free slot play to five Max Rewards members just for actively playing. Complete rules at guest services.
Ada needs us to go down and help with their polls. We need to do that just as much as we do up here. It is important. We have to fight for our state. We cannot let the Democrats, the socialism, the illegal activities, you know, we're looking at a level now of even stories coming out of California that they're not deporting and they're releasing criminal, illegal aliens, criminal, illegal immigrants from jails and prisons. Why? Well, because now the level of criminality is being judged. They didn't kill someone. You know, if it's a DUI, you know, we're going to let you go. We're not going to turn you over. If it's so an assault and battery, that's not, you know, that's not, and there's that red, orange, yellow, green level now of let's find out what criminal activity level you actually sit at. It's criminal activity just entering this country illegally. Enforce the law and stop enforcing your will on the American people. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What would you like to talk about?
I want to say Douglas, Carson, WCSO, Martinez, Guzman, the Quezada guy, detectives, peace officers, go, go, go. And I'll remind you that Martinez Guzman was a landscaper, and I'm hopeful and thankful that Nevada will stay and be and do what is necessary, and no more $88 million water catchment systems up in Reno that aren't working. And you need to get some farm fresh milk and make it a farm fresh milk state. So thank you. So we can have our cheesecake and eat it too.
Thank you. Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it all. Yeah, we're going to have to start stopping people at the border now. I'm not talking about the southern border. I'm not talking about the Mexico border. I'm talking about the California border. Because this is getting ridiculous with the Democrats coming this way and getting into elected office and changing the will of the people. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Jean this morning. Hi, Jean. What did you want to say?
Hi, Monica. I just, you know, my opinion, you know, I'm like you. I'm a Republican, and I thank God for our president, you know, and the Republicans that will stand behind him. Because I think our country is under attack. I really do. I think there's people that are putting out a lot of money to deliberately get people elected to destroy the Constitution and our way of life. And to me, the Democrats are just, you know, about power and money and sex. PMS, God help us women, they're in it right now and throw of it. And it's like they're insane to me. I mean, it's like a group of people that's totally insane. I mean, what happened to us?
Jean, we have proof of it. We have solid proof. It is exactly what they are doing. They are undermining the Constitution at every form that they can, in every form, so they can rewrite it, so they can dissolve the union as we see it and as we have been living it. They've been doing this for decades, driving us down, taking away rights, taking away freedoms. You know, it's just ridiculous what the American people have allowed to happen up until this point.
I agree with that 100%. And to me, any of those candidates coming out as attacking Donald Trump, in my opinion, anybody that's got a sound mind, any sense at all, and can see what's going on, they need to cut him off just like me right now. Any company or any organization that comes against the president and the United States, I boycott it. I will not associate with it. I won't go anything on the TV. I won't support it. I cut off all the sports, anything and everything that is against our government, our Constitution. I'm against it. I boycott it.
Thank you, Gene. Spread the word, tell your friends and your family, and have them do the same thing, because it all boils down to money. That's all these people follow. Follow the money trail. Follow it back to the Pelosis, the Newsoms, the Clintons, the Bushes. Yeah, I'll throw some Republicans in there too. The Romneys, the Reeds. It's all about the money. And you know what money that is? It's your money. It's not government money. There is no such thing as that. It is your hard-earned, back-breaking, losing time with your family, hard-earned money. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, Yerington, Hawthorne, KSVL, and KKFT 99.1 FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. Put a little bounce in your step today as we begin to wrap up the show. 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines here for live and local talk with Gary today from Sparks. Hi, Gary. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning. I heard you talking about the sheriff and so forth at Humboldt, and I just wanted to bring up an English, old English common law and some of the law in the state of Nevada and all the other states, that the sheriff of the county is the ultimate law enforcement, even superseding the state police and the city police. Are you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware with that. Because I know, boy, when Sheriff Chuck Allen was, you know, in his term as sheriff, he got beaten down at every single step from everybody.
Well, he might get beaten down from everybody, but the sheriff, if you look up the definition of sheriff in the common law and probably the state of Nevada, the sheriff is the ultimate law enforcement in that county. Over the feds, over the state police, fish and game. Everything needs to go through him, or he has the ultimate hammer on it.
Well, Gary, and that's the problem. That's why everybody was so excited when the sheriffs got together and they signed this letter to Governor Sisolak that they would not enforce these unconstitutional gun laws. People had peace of mind. They had respect that, wow, we feel protected by our ultimate law enforcement here. The sheriffs are coming together and saying, we will not enforce these unconstitutional laws. And now he's backing out, Sheriff Allen, and saying, not going to do it. The legislature wrote laws. Doesn't matter if they're unconstitutional or not. That's not for me to decide. So he's just going to go back on his word. And so thank goodness, people of Humboldt County, that they're saying no more. We're not going to allow this to keep happening. And if you're not going to enforce the Constitution and the will of the people, then you will be recalled. And you know what? They are well on their way to doing it.
Well, thank goodness. Well, I'll talk to you later, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. And make sure you keep calling in with your opinion as well. It's KKFT live and local FM talk, the Monica Jay Show. And I just, again, I said it earlier in the show, take heed and watch what people are doing, what they are finally doing. They're fed up to the point they are getting together in small groups, and those groups are growing. They are growing, and they are fighting back. The residents of Lemon Valley, the residents of Humboldt County recalling their sheriff, the people of the state of Nevada with the Recall Sisolak movement. Are you going to wait to join these movements until It affects your neighborhood. It affects your kids. We need to start fighting back against the school district as well. When you have elected representatives like Neoma Jardine and Katie Simon Holland, whether it be the school board or the city councils or the Washoe County commissions, calling people vigilantes, and they haven't even sat down and talked with these people, they've been invited, but refuse to listen.